the NHL Draft on WGR. Who will the Sabres select?
On behalf of the Buffalo Sabres, proud to select.
Hear it live on the home of the Sabres.
And now, with all the coverage of the NHL Draft, here's your host, Brian Koziel and Brayton Wilson.
10:07 here, NHL Draft. Nashville making their selection, and it's 49ers tight end George Kittle with the honors.
Draft, the Nashville Predators select Cameron Reed from the Kitchener Rangers. What a beauty. Thanks, guys.
All right. George Kittle, the 49ers tight end, announcing.
Big Nashville fan.
Yeah, Cameron Reed, defenseman from Kitchener of the OHL.
Yeah, Cam Reed, 6 foot, 174 pounds. He is a very smooth skating defenseman in this class. Not exactly the size or the ability to fill out like some of the other prospects, but he still motors around the ice. He's a guy that I see him as a player who really loves to take it below the hash marks and get in close when he gets the opportunities. He's got really good edge work and can maneuver around on the ice really, really well. Not a super powerful shot by any means, but he does get shots off pretty quick. He's got quick wrists to be able to get shots off. If he's able to fill out a little bit, he'll be a better off defenseman, but a really nice puck-moving defenseman, good skating defenseman. Nice little pickup here for the Predators.
All right, next will be the Penguins. And remember, they were able to pick up 2 first-round picks. So, Brayton, they'll pick 3 times here tonight because they made that trade with Philadelphia. So the Flyers had 2 later first-round draft picks, 22 and 30. They moved up to, what, 12, yes, to get that pick there. So now we'll see the Penguins, as of this moment, unless more deals happen, they'll pick 2 more times tonight. There was a rumor out there, Brayton, with Rust to the Sabres, possibly, with those picks swapping. Obviously, nothing materialized with that.
No. You know, Brian Rust is a pretty decent player. He's been with the Penguins for a long time. He's played with a guy like Sidney Crosby for quite a while, and obviously one of, I would have to say, probably one of Crosby's most favorite teammates over the years.
Yep.
He's a guy that seems to do all the right things in the offensive zone and just plays a really solid game. Yeah, that's the type of player the Sabres could probably use to be that veteran presence from, you know, to help some of these younger guys continue to grow and develop their game. I'm just bringing up his page real quick here just because I just want to be able to see how well he's produced over the years. Like this past year, 71 games, 65 points, 31 goals, 34 assists, which is actually his best mark so far in the NHL on a team that was really bad last year. Like the Penguins were not a good team last year.
Right.
And Brian Rust is still able to produce. Mind you, he probably did get the help from the likes of a Sidney Crosby to be able to go out there and produce really well. But if the Sabres were to go out and add Brian Rust, again, he's 33 years old, so he's still got a lot in him, it seems like. And that's the type of guy that if you want to be able to help the younger guys, even the guys like Jack Quinn, to help find their game again or something like that, you trade for him. He's still under contract for, quick math, 3 more years at $5.125 million. It's not a terrible contract. Plus, obviously, the salary cap's going to go up.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's the trade you're looking for with a Bowen Byram deal. Maybe you package Byram to Pittsburgh, and you know we don't know the future of Chris Letang at all. Like, is he healthy enough to play? I mean, he's had 2 strokes now, and I think he's got a heart issue as well. Like, I don't know how much longer Chris Letang realistically has to play. Erik Karlsson's on. I feel like he's almost on the way out of Pittsburgh, just because he's such a liability in his defensive end. He's not a good defensive player.
We've also seen some things tonight with Crosby, which I'm not going to really believe because I think Sidney's got to sign off on anything.
That would involve 1,000%.
Him being moved.
1,000%.
But I mean, it's funny, the Penguins and the Sabres, going back to Brayden again, me telling you, like, okay, who are the Sabres going to be better than in the East if they're going to make this playoffs? The Penguins finished a point ahead of the Sabres. On paper, in terms of the NHL roster, the Penguins were the oldest team in the NHL, and the Sabres were the youngest team in the NHL. Mm-hmm. Well, they both didn't get it done. Penguins with 80 points, 11 back of the final playoff spot. Sabres 79, 12 back of a final playoff spot. So you're the oldest or the youngest, it didn't help either of those teams in that point. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of Penguins fans that maybe would say, look, you know, we'd we'd rather be the youngest team, even if it means right now we're struggling. You could also say, well, of course you'd rather be Pittsburgh, because guess what? Crosby and Malkin and all the and Letang and all those old players, they've won you multiple Stanley Cups already. So you'd sign up for that every time if that ends up being the case, that you have to, quote, rebuild. For Crosby, does he want to finish his career in Pittsburgh? Again, I'm sure it's all a Crosby decision at this point, Brayton.
Right.
Does he want to go to the Avalanche, or does he want to go to Dallas, or does he want to go somewhere where he could have one more chance to maybe win a cup? If he wants it, if I'm Pittsburgh, you should do it.
Yeah.
Because
100%.
You can market it that it's Sidney's wish. So you aren't the bad guy.
You're not the bad guy.
Right. Hey, this is what Sidney wants. Look at what he has done for
right.
our team.
Three Stanley Cups.
We want to honor that.
Right.
Right.
And he'll always be a legend with this team.
You jumpstart the rebuild that you need.
Oh, yeah.
And because Colorado, you're going to get a boatload in return.
Colorado would pay a premium price.
Right.
Because... And the only reason to me it makes sense, I mean, there's other reasons that it makes sense, let's be honest. But I think the biggest talking point as to why the fit with Colorado and Sidney Crosby is because of Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah.
They're both Halifax kids. They're both from Nova Scotia. I think they both grew up in the same freaking neighborhood, for crying out loud, and they're both really good prospects, like good players overall.
Yeah. And that, you know, that if you're the Penguins, you're almost rooting for Sidney to approach you so that you can pull the trigger. Okay, Pittsburgh to pick here at 22.
Second overall selection in the 2025 NHL Draft, the Pittsburgh Penguins are proud to select from the Rouyn-Noranda Huskies, Bill Zonin.
Bill Zonin, right winger from the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. You didn't have him anywhere near this pick, did you?
No, I originally had him in my first round mock, but then as I started to go through more and more prospects, the more and more I just loved other guys.
Yep.
And I don't know. To me, Bill Zonin is an anomaly in the Quebec Maritime Junior Hockey League, because in that league, it's a lot of offense, it's a lot of scoring, it's a lot of just very little physical play. But Bill Zonin at 6'2 and 187 pounds was a very, very physical player. Almost just like, where the heck did this guy come from in the Quebec League? Like, just a guy that was very physical, can power his way anywhere around the ice. And for me, with Bill Zonin, he just doesn't have the skating. I feel like Pittsburgh has just gotten slower. Especially with this pick.
Right.
Like, Bill Zonin's not a bad player. I think that his size is really good to his advantage. He's got a decent shot for his size. He can go to the net and overpower other players. I think he's too slow. I think he's not a fast skater, and I know that skating can be corrected, but I just think he lumbers around there too much, and I don't know if he's going to be able to transition well to the NHL. That's just my personal opinion. Again, he's got the size, he's got the physicality, and he's got some good offensive touch. I just don't think he's that sexy of a pick.
Yeah. All right, so the Penguins make it there. Zonin, the right winger, at 22. Ottawa is now on the clock at 23, followed by Los Angeles at 24. All right, Brayton, you want to go do a little pick nine?
Trivia? How are we doing this?
I'm going to...
You want to name it?
We can turn it into trivia, too. I'll give you the team, and then you can tell me who made that ninth pick.
But yeah, let's test my memory a little bit.
The discussion of, okay, did pick nine pan out, I guess, is what we're going with here. Because, of course, the Sabres picking at pick nine here, the 2025 pick nine was Radim Mertka. Okay, so what sort of value are we getting at nine? Last year, Calgary... also selected a defenseman.
Zane Parekh. Yes.
Too early. I'll go ahead and just say too early to call on whether or not we could say.
Zane Parekh is a really good, really, really good defensive prospect. Scored a ton as a right shot defenseman, but obviously he drew comparisons to Carlson. Yeah. Where's the defensive style of his play? He's going to be an NHLer for sure, no doubt, because of his offensive capabilities. But the question is, where's his defense?
Right. Okay. 2023, the Red Wings.
Red Wings in 23. Let's see here. 23.
I'll give you the initials.
I'll take the position first.
Forward.
23 forward. Swedish player?
Let's see.
It's only been 2 years ago. How do I not remember this?
Hold on.
Goodness.
Let me see if I can give you a little more info here to help you. I'm trying to give you the answer without the answer here. Center from the WHL.
Nate Danielson.
Nate Danielson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was giving it away for you because you know these guys.
Decent size two-way player down the middle.
Okay.
He'll probably be an NHLer. He'll probably be fine. He reminds me a lot of Michael Rasmussen, who actually I think is down the list at 2017 draft.
We may get there. Yep.
Okay. All right.
2022. You should definitely know this one because it was a Buffalo Sabre.
2022 Buffalo Sabre. That would have been Matthew Savoy.
That's right. At the time, he was ranked number 4
mm-hmm.
in terms of the North American base by Central Scouting prospects there.
Yep.
So
I still like Matt Savoy. I think he could still be a decent NHL player. Maybe not as high up as maybe I had thought originally, but I still have hopes that he'll make it with Edmonton one day and thrive with Connor McDavid.
And
I like the trade, though, that they made to get Ryan McLeod.
Yeah, I always say, even if Savoy turns out to be a very good player,
yep.
Adams needs results now.
Yep.
And I thought last year Ryan McLeod was an excellent player. McLeod last year, Brayton, played in so many different lines.
Mm-hmm.
I was really, really just impressed how, even when he played in the top line, when there was injuries there, I thought he did a nice job. He also played literally every line, fourth line. He played with everybody throughout the day or throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he handled it really well. So yeah, I like that trade. Okay, 2021, pick 9, Arizona Coyotes selected.
That would have been Barrett Hayton? No, Dylan Gunther.
Dylan Gunther.
Yep.
There you go. So
Dylan Gunther's turned into a really nice scoring
winger.
That
so far
has
worked out pretty nice.
Yeah, that's worked out pretty nice.
Yeah. 2020.
2020.
This is a name I remember you wanted the Sabres to take by the Minnesota Wild in 2020.
Oh, Marco Rossi.
Marco Rossi.
Yeah. Still would like to have him.
We saw a rumor even this week that was a possibility with the Paterka trade.
Yeah. I mean, I still like Rossi. I still think he could be a decent player. I don't know if he just fits what the Sabres need right now.
Yeah. By the way, the pick is in with Ottawa 23, but we're still awaiting the announcement. So as soon as Gary Bettman goes to the podium, in fact, we will. All right, we'll have more fun here with pick 9, but let's go to the commissioner here with Ottawa.
Of Tom Green Country on Prime Video Canada. Ottawa native Tom Green.
Hello. As a longtime fan of the Ottawa Senators and a Ottawa Valley resident there, I cannot tell you how proud I am to be announcing the 23rd overall selection of the 2025 NHL Draft. The Ottawa Senators and Charlie are proud to select from the University of Wisconsin, Logan Hensler. Congratulations.
All right, Logan Hensler, defenseman from Wisconsin, college hockey, going here. Brayton, what do you think of this selection?
I like Logan Hensler a lot. He reminds me a lot of Ryan Johnson, who the Sabres picked back in 2019, still in the system. Really solid two-way defenseman. Not really super strong offensively, but he's got some decent traits to become something nice offensively. But he skates really well, transitions the puck really well. His exits out of the defensive zone into the offensive zone are really sharp and crisp. He's the type of guy that is just going to be a really nice, probably middle pairing to bottom pairing defenseman for the Ottawa Senators, probably for years to come. Really nice pick for Ottawa here. I thought he would have gone much earlier than the 23rd overall pick.
All right, so Los Angeles at pick 24, followed by Chicago at pick 25, is what we have anticipated to be next. Again, we hope to hear from Sabres GM Kevin Adams before our coverage stops here on WGR. Brayton, going down memory lane here to see kind of the values of what has happened at pick 9 in NHL draft history. We're going back now to 2019. This player was just recently traded. He was originally selected, this is going to give it away, by the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, Trevor Zegras. Yeah.
Trevor Zegras.
Yep.
Ton of talent. The Ducks have decided to move on. Would that have been a player you would have wanted Kevin Adams to get in on?
I mean, sure.
We know
he would have been talented. He would have been something that I think Sabres fans could have gotten really excited about, knowing that he's a guy that really loves to play around with the puck and be a super skilled guy. I just think that injuries over the last few years and his questionable play at both ends of the ice kind of soured Anaheim and soured other teams, where his trade value dropped. And Philadelphia picked him up and didn't really have to give up much for him. So good on them, I guess. Yep.
All right. 2018. We're at pick 9.
Okay.
It's getting harder here. The Rangers. With a right winger from Russia.
Vitaly Kratsov.
Very good.
Yep. Didn't really pan out.
Not much in terms of solid grade there.
He had skill, but never wanted to play both ends of the rink. And I don't know. He had the skill. He just couldn't consistently put it together.
Yep. Pick 9 in 2017. You actually mentioned this guy's name.
Yep, Detroit. Michael Rasmussen.
Yep. And he was really big. He's still really big. 6'6", 221.
Yeah. Still playing for the Red Wings, too.
The Sabres just took a 6'6 player at pick 9.
He's still in Detroit, too, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah. All right, let's go back just a couple more here. 2016, the pick 9 was a Montreal selection, a defenseman.
2016. Oh, Mikhail Sergachev.
Very good.
Yep.
Yes.
And the Sergachev for Jonathan Drouin trade.
Now with Tampa, that's right.
And now Sergachev is with the Utah Mammoth.
Yep.
And Drouin, I think, is going to be a free agent this year.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that. Remember
actually,
that trade
he'd probably
with Drouin
be someone that I might consider as a depth piece for the Sabres to add. Because, like, he could still contribute offensively. I mean, if they signed him, I wouldn't say, like, oh, that's not a bad thing. It's just, you know. Okay, they signed him. Cool. Let's see how he works out here.
Yep. 2015.
2015, ninth pick.
The Sharks. Selecting a forward.
Timo Meier.
Very good. Timo Meier.
I remember that draft very well, for obvious reasons.
Yes.
2014.
God, you want to keep going?
Let's keep going. Let's see how far I can go here.
Zach mentioned his name before.
Okay.
A possible free agent. Winnipeg. Left winger.
Nikolaj Ehlers.
Yes. What do you think about that? Now that has turned out wonderfully.
That would be fun. I just don't think he's going to be available for Buffalo.
Okay.
Personally, I still think he goes back to Winnipeg. I know he'll test the market. He said he's going to test the market. I think he's just going to go back.
Yeah.
I think he will.
The Jets involved in some dramatic playoff series here this year.
Oh, God. That series against the Blues was nuts. Just, that series was on drugs the whole time.
Yep.
Great series, though.
You want to keep going?
Yeah, let's go.
You'll get this one,
let's
I think. Let's go. 2013.
The
ninth overall pick. Vancouver, who's had an excellent career.
Bo Horvat.
Center from the London Knights at the time.
And that pick originally belonged to New Jersey, and New Jersey traded it in order to acquire Corey Schneider.
This is why we have Brayton on the draft show. He remembers everything. Okay, we're going to go 2012. I'm going to keep going here till you miss one.
All right.
2012.
Okay.
Also Winnipeg, defenseman.
2012, Winnipeg defenseman. 2012, Winnipeg. Josh Morrissey? No.
No.
Hold on. I'll take a hint.
JT is his initials, not JT first name. J first name, T last name.
Wow. Why am I blanking on this?
Do you want the first name?
JT. You're going to give me the first name and then I'm going to remember it and
USA player.
Smack myself. US player.
US player.
JT, defenseman, Winnipeg.
Yep.
Is he still in the league?
Still in the league.
Where does he play now?
Right now. Ducks, I think, right? I think Ducks. Yeah, Ducks. Was with the Rangers.
Also with the Rangers. All right, give me the first name.
Jacob.
Trouba.
I was going to say it's
stupid.
I cheated. I looked. I was like, oh, Brayden's going to get so upset if he doesn't get money
Well,
that's pretty good, Brayden.
I want to keep going. Let's go 2011.
You want to go 2011?
Yes, let's go. I need a redemption here while the Kings are making a trade here.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
This trade now. Pittsburgh's back on the clock.
Oh, my goodness.
The Penguins won't go away.
Is that four for them? Or is this three?
Let's see. No, they're moving up. Pittsburgh's moving up. They've traded 31 and 59 to get to 24.
All right, you want another defenseman?
Yeah,
2011.
Sure. 2011.
Defenseman.
Defenseman.
Who's had a very good career, multiple teams, but originally selected by the Boston Bruins.
Dougie Hamilton.
Very good. 2011.
I redeem myself there.
That's good. You want to end on a high or you want to try one more?
There's one player I think I can get to, and I want to see how far I can get there.
2010, this was the ninth overall pick by the Minnesota Wild.
Ninth overall, Minnesota
forward.
Wild. Forward, 2010. All right, hint.
MG is his initials.
Mikael Granlin.
Very good. So we're the decade of the 2010s, eight out of 10 have had really good careers.
Yeah.
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 So, you know, that's promising then for the Sabres, Radim Mirka.
The one guy I wanted to get to, now that I think about it, he's not ninth overall. He was eighth overall, I think. Scott Glennie was the guy I wanted to get to. I think he was 2008.
This is 2008 right now.
Was he ninth?
No.
No, he was eighth.
Damn. Josh Bailey for the Islanders.
Josh Bailey for the Islanders. Okay.
Yeah. Right winger.
2008.
From
All right. And then who's 2009 then? What's the team? Let me guess.
2009?
Yes.
Ottawa. Defenseman.
Carlson.
Nope.
No, not Carlson. Carlson was middle.
Jared.
Jared.
Begins with a C last name.
Cowan.
Yep. Jared Cowan. Okay.
I didn't do so bad.
You did really, really well.
I didn't do so bad. I'm kicking myself over Jacob Trouba, but...
The rest you nailed, for sure.
Not bad.
So what have we learned? Most pick nines, not everyone,
yep.
But I'll throw it at 75 to 80% have had very nice NHL careers.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah. I think players that end up in the top 10 overall, including nine,
yep.
Have good careers. You have some misses here and there. It happens. But more often than not, you get a fine player. And I think Radim Mirka is going to fit that bill just fine for the Sabres.
All right,
I really do. I know a lot of people are still so mad. Just like, why didn't you move the pick? You should have traded the pick. I would have loved to have moved the pick too, but it's really hard to move top 10 picks. I have a list of 11 recent ones that happened, and the one that happened recently was in 2022-21. It's been three, four years since it's happened. Sorry, we'll get the break now.
Timeout, 10:30. Our NHL draft coverage will continue. We're at pick 24 of 32, and again, we're hoping to hear from Kevin Adams. And Evan, you're going to hold that break for just one more minute because the pick is in with the Penguins. So let's see what Pittsburgh does here as they are back in round one after the trade.
But Alex Letang is back again because he's doing such a good job.
Thank you. With the 24th overall selection in the 2025 NHL Draft, the Pittsburgh Penguins are proud to select from the University of Michigan, William Horkoff.
All right, William Horkoff, center from Michigan, pick 24 to the Penguins.
Strong NHL bloodlines. His dad is Sean Horkoff, who had a pretty decent career as a bottom six forward. And William Horkoff kind of fits the same bill. Not super offensively gifted, but a really strong two-way forward. Makes his game really well known below the hash marks. Goes to the net. Really good tip drills. But not exactly an offensive style of player. But playing at a program like University of Michigan, he'll probably have plenty of room to grow, develop, and might turn out in something nice for Pittsburgh.
Okay, now here's the timeout. Chicago's on the clock at pick 25. Brayton and myself will be back with more of our draft coverage right after this on WGR. .10:36 the time. We welcome you back. NHL draft coverage. Brian Colziel, Brayton Wilson, Zach Jones, Evan DePasquale producing, Paul Hamilton in Orchard Park, where the Sabres have set up in the Bills' war room there. We'll have coverage starting tomorrow at 11 a.m., getting into round 2 through 7. And for my host tomorrow, I hope that it goes faster than round 1 has.
It probably will. You'll probably have a nice...
I think it's impossible to go slower than what this one has been.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
A
lot has been said on social media about the presentation of the draft this year and how the teams aren't there, and they're doing this draft house little check-in with the microphone with the team officials that look very uncomfortable on camera.
So awkward.
I think the league, there's obviously, you know, there's some positives maybe to having the teams in their own spots, but I feel like there's more negatives tonight. Okay, the Blackhawks are in here at 25. Let's go to Gary Bettman.
Very special to me and the entire National Hockey League family. For 44 years, Gary Mahar has been running the league's communications and PR department. No one is better. No one has been as important in shaping the narrative of the NHL and sharing our players' stories with our fans. All around the world, he is a friend and one of the most valuable people to ever work for the league. Gary is retiring after the draft, and tonight I invite him out here to make the next selection for the Chicago Blackhawks.
I grew up in Montreal, and as a lifelong Montreal Canadiens fan, I'm proud to turn myself into a Chicago Blackhawks fan for the rest of my hockey career by announcing with the 25th overall selection in the 2025 NHL Draft, my team, the Chicago Blackhawks, are proud to select from the Muskegon Lumberjacks, Vaclav Nestrosil.
Vaclav Nestrosil, right winger from the USHL. Brayton, did you have him going anywhere near here?
No, honestly, he was a guy that I kind of had on my list and didn't necessarily get the chance to really look much into. But the thing is with him is he's 6'6", 185 pounds, a big presence who played in North America this year. He came over last year, played a little bit in the USHL, and then went off this year with 42 points, 61 games. Just big lumbering body, but shows some pretty good offensive skill overall. Mm-hmm. And helped Muskegon to win this year. So helped them to win the Clark Cup in the USHL, and he is set to go off to college with UMass coming up. Elite Prospects says that it's going to be 26-27. I'm not entirely sure if that's entirely accurate. It might be next year, but
right.
Nestrosil is a younger player, too, born in April, so
okay.
Winger as well.
Yeah, so now that pushes us to pick 26 and Nashville. Okay, so I teased it before the break here. You're going to tell us who's the best player on your board that's left available. I don't know if this player you're going to mention we could ever even consider for tomorrow for the Sabres. It would take an awful, still long fall. You still got 6 more picks here.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it would have to go 6 more picks tomorrow before we get to Buffalo, who has pick 7 tomorrow in round 2.
Yeah, so my best player right now is still available. It's between Malcolm Spence, who played with the Erie Otters, played with Matthew Schaefer, the number one overall pick, a really good power forward, loves to play below the hash marks, and he's got a decent shot to his game. Some people believe that maybe he's got the nice build and fit to be able to make an earlier jump to the NHL. And then you've also got Lyndon Lakovic, who's a guy that played on a terrible, terrible Moose Jaw team in the Western Hockey League, but was literally the one guy that was trying to do everything in his willpower to help them be anywhere competitive in the Western Hockey League. And Moose Jaw, last year, they won the Western Hockey League championship with the likes of Matthew Schaefer being on, or not Matthew Schaefer, Matthew Savoy being on the team. And then, obviously, they traded all of their assets to get players to make them competitive.
Yep.
And they, it didn't turn out so well for them this year. But Lyndon Lakovic is a guy that, he's 6'4", he's got a big, nice frame to him. And
I think this year he just went, he went, I'm going to do everything I possibly can. And I think that kind of hurt him in a way, because it just kind of showed that it's just like, hey, he thinks immediately just attack, but he oftentimes got himself into trouble, but maybe not by his own volition. So 6'4", 190 pounds for Lakovic. Those would be probably my two top options still available on the board, but other guys that are still available that I like are Sasha Boymadin. He's a defenseman that played with Boston University. Left shot defenseman, Swedish guy, really came on as the year went along. Jack Murtagh is from the U.S. National Development Team. Blake Fiddler's another defenseman, son of former NHLer Vernon Fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some names that are still out there and available. Cullen Potter, too. I'll throw that name out there. Cullen Potter might be the fastest skater in this year's draft.
Okay. Pick 26 is in. Let's go to Gary Bettman, and it's Nashville.
Learn the Hard Way comes out this August.
What's going on, Preds fans? Jordan Davis here. And as a huge Preds fan, I'm excited to announce the newest member of the Nashville Predators coming to Smashville to help bring the Stanley Cup back to Music City. With the 26th overall pick in the 2025 NHL draft, the Nashville Predators proudly select Ryker Lee of the Madison Capitals. Go Preds.
All right, Ryker Lee going pick 26 to Nashville.
Another guy that I honestly just didn't get to.
Yeah.
I'll just straight up read you his elite prospects profile. 6 foot, 181 pounds, played with Madison in the USHL. A guy that, amongst many rankings, was late first round, early second round. Here's the prospect profile. Rapid fire handling skill, explosive pullback wristers, perfect lob passes, backhand dangles, precision saucer passes. Lee has just about every skill in the book. Without speed as an advantage, he prefers to press the middle, draw pressure, and delay for support, often landing a creative spin pass for a chance. That's according to Elite Prospects for Ryker Lee. His stats, 68 points, 58 games. For Madison, he's going to go play actually with Maxime Sturback and Patrick Geary with the Michigan State University Spartans this upcoming season.
Yep, that's where he's committed to playing. Okay, good stuff. All right, so now 27 and Washington. Is this the last year for Alex Ovechkin? He has 1 year left on his contract.
Yeah, and it
now that he's broken the record,
and it seems like the chatter out of Washington is they're preparing for it.
Yeah.
Not only that, but there was a story that came out in Russia, I think a month ago, where his wife was talking to some media outlet, and I think she was essentially playing, yeah, the plan is play out his last year of his contract, because he's obviously obligated to under contract.
Yep.
Then he's going to go back and play at least one more year with his hometown club, which is Dynamo Moscow, and then probably call it a career after that.
Do you think, if he was motivated to do so, obviously the Capitals would make it work. If he has 897 career goals.
Mm-hmm.
He's past Gretzky, as we all know.
Yep.
Could he get to 1,000? Do you think physically he could do it in the NHL? So essentially, he would need about 35 a year here.
Yep.
He needs 103. 35 times 3 is 105. So he needs low 30. Yeah. Yeah, 35
right.
a year.
A year. He'd at least need, what, then 3 seasons to get there? Three more years.
Could he
if he didn't lose 2 seasons because of the lockout and 1,000%.
Evan makes a great point there.
Good job, yeah.
He, if there was no lockout, what would have been his rookie year, no partial lockout in 2012-13, and
partial COVID year,
yes,
where he lost
2
games
COVID
there.
Years that they had where they lost parts of the season. Alex Ovechkin absolutely would have had 1,000 goals at this point. But how everything works out, because the NHL can be stupid sometimes, straight out dumb. I bet this will probably be his last year, and I bet he'll still probably score 30 to 40 goals. He'll probably get into like the 920, 930 range, and then there'll be a new mark to set. And honestly, the only player that I could see that happening with right now is Austin Matthews. But Austin Matthews has to stay healthy. That's his biggest knock right now, is Matthews over the last couple of years, it's been questionable as to whether or not his health can help him continue to play. Because this year, he only scored, what, like 30, 35? I don't even think he got to 40. So, but right now, at the pace that Austin Matthews is at, he would be able to break Ovechkin's record if he stays healthy throughout the remainder of his career. But He's just got to prove that. He scored 33 goals this year, so a knock to his accomplishment potential.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's actually the lowest goal total of his career. That's remarkable. 33 goals. As a rookie, he scored 40.
Yeah.
Then he dipped to 34 and then went to 37 and then had 47, 41, 60, 40, 69, 33.
Closest active player is Crosby.
Yep. But not even close.
625 to his 897. Yep. So that's 272 behind. That's not happening.
Not going to get
there. Stamkos, the second closest at 582.
Not going to get there.
He's over 300 away. And then, as you mentioned, Malkin, 514. Tavares,
nope.
494. He hasn't. So Tavares will hit 500 next year. Patrick Kane, 492. Kane got to basically just, can he get eight more goals to get to 500 here before he hangs it up? Alex Mogilny, by the way, just, of course, getting into the Hall of Fame. He had 473.
It's about time he got in.
Yes.
It is about time for Alex Mogilny. Corey, I don't know how the Hockey Hall of Fame committee didn't allow him to get in sooner.
Yeah. Other active players, Corey Perry, 448.
Nope.
Kopitar, 440.
Nope.
Marchand, 424.
Nope.
Yeah, and then we're getting into, Matthews, 401.
Matthews.
Draisaitl, 399.
Draisaitl,
make a case for him?
Draisaitl, maybe. I mean, he's probably got to score more than 50 goals, though. He's probably going to have a few seasons of 60 in order to have any sort of chance.
Yeah.
I mean, Ovechkin had multiple seasons of 60. Matthews has already had multiple seasons of 60. You got to have consistent stretches like that in order to have any chance.
Dreisaitl's played 169 more games than Matthews, and Matthews has two more goals than him. Yeah. So I mean, Matthews is the pure goal scorer.
It's going to be tougher. It's
going
to be tougher for Dreisaitl to get there, yeah. But I think Matthews has a chance. But again, health comes into play.
Guess who's next on the active list? Jeff Skinner, 373. All he does is score goals, right? That's all he judges his career on.
Capitals pick here.
At 27, let's go to Gary Bettman.
NHL draft, the Washington Capitals are proud to select from the Moose Jaw Warriors, Lyndon Lakovich.
All right, Lyndon Lakovich, left winger from Moose Jaw. Love saying that name. At pick 27.
Yeah, again, as I made mention earlier this segment, really hardworking guy, determined to really help out a team win and do whatever it takes to help his team win and be good on the ice. He's a 6'4" guy. He could fill into his frame a little bit more. He does a really nice job with, you know, getting down the ice and trying to create offense. But again, playing on a really bad team that probably hurt his draft stock. I had him going a little earlier, but he goes to Washington and they land themselves a pretty nice pick.
All right, so we're getting toward the end here as we go to pick 28 in Winnipeg. And again, we're hoping to have Kevin Adams before our coverage ends here. Sabres general manager reacting to top pick, Radim Mertka. You can read more about him at WGR550.com. All right, timeout here. Our NHL draft will continue. Zach Jones, Evan DePasquale, Brayton Wilson, Paul Hamilton, I'm Brian Colziel. More coming up right after this on WGR. .10:55, welcome back here. Our continuing coverage of the NHL draft. Winnipeg just making their selection, and Brayton, a familiar face to Sabre fans, just did the introduction.
Yes, Eric Comrie announced Sasha Boismedienne as the 28th overall selection to the Jets. Left shot defenseman, 6'2", 183 pounds. He was the youngest player in college hockey in the entire season last year. Coming out of Sweden, makes the jump from Europe to North America to play at Boston University. He plays a bit smaller than his 6'2", 183 pound frame, but he really showed that, you know, college hockey wasn't really that big for him at all. He really started to grow his game as the year went on. Really smart guy when he jumps up into the play and becomes offensive. And then when he has to play defensively, he's really smart there too. Just does not make too many mistakes in his own end. Nice player who really showed a lot of potential at Boston University. Will probably go back
and will probably be a name that will probably be playing at the World Juniors next year for Sweden and probably for a couple more years to come. Nice, solid defenseman and a good value for the Jets where they picked him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're getting close to the end here. By the way, power move by the Ducks. Did you see what they did with their 10th overall pick there?
They
Roger McQueen?
Put him on a helicopter and took him to Disneyland.
It's pretty strong. I understand the location of this draft allows for the Ducks to do that, with it being in Los Angeles, the short helicopter ride, but it's pretty a nice power move, a shot of Roger McQueen high-fiving Donald Duck right now in Disneyland.
Playing for the Ducks. Only makes sense.
That's also true.
Better do you have? What better can you do after you get drafted that early? You get drafted 10th overall. It's just like, I could go sit back with my family and watch
power
maybe
rankings,
a teammate get selected.
Brayton, of what Disney character you would want to get high-fived by. Now, you get drafted by the Ducks, so I guess Donald Duck is the choice?
Yeah, it has to be.
Okay.
Daisy Duck, maybe?
But let's just pretend you're drafted by whoever.
Does Huey, Dewey, and Louie count?
Who is your top power
Scrooge
ranking
McDuck
character? That if I said, Brayton, you got drafted by in any sport. What, Brayton, what's your favorite sport? Is it hockey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got drafted in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting you on a helicopter. I'm taking you to Disney World / Disneyland. Who's your number one ranked character that you would like to have a high five with?
It better be Mickey Mouse.
You're taking Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mickey Mouse is the staple of Disney, and I would say if I got selected and I get to go to Disney World, the first character I'd want to see give me a high five, or I'm not going for a high five, I'm going for a bear hug, is Mickey Mouse.
Evan, is Mickey Mouse the choice here?
No, can I, actually.
Okay. Is it Goofy?
No.
All right. Who do you make this quick?
It's the genie. He's my favorite Disney character of all time. You don't see him much except like in parades, from what my girlfriend tells me, who is a avid Disney lover.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right.
It's an interesting pick. All right, Brian, who would you be?
I was thinking Goofy.
Happy?
Goofy was a pretty strong one here.
Goofy's a strong pick.
And it would fit the theme of the night in terms of the presentation of this draft by the NHL here, that it's quite Goofy.
I think my wife would choose Pluto.
Are there other Pluto's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other...
My wife's a big dog person, so...
Character... I mean, there's characters from Disney movies that really, you know, I guess you could
Go
down that road.
But. Yeah, but I mean, in terms of like the classic staple characters for Disney. Yeah, Mickey has to be number one. If there was a Disney draft, if Mike and Chris in the afternoon did a Disney draft, Mickey would absolutely go number one, right?
Disney's labels, their Fab Five... So this is kind of like, who are Disney's Fab Five?
Mickey.
Yep.
Donald.
Yep.
Goofy.
Yep. We mentioned four of the five.
Minnie Mouse.
Minnie.
Yep.
And?
Is it the genie?
Nope.
Oh, you looked at me and I got really excited.
Pluto.
Yeah.
Mickey, Minnie,
sense.
Donald, Goofy, Pluto. That is according to Disney... classics.com,
there will be people that will fight that would go to the death to fight that online.
Yeah,
that's the hilarious part of it all.
All right,
break time.
Is there what do we do when we helicopter redeem Mirka to Buffalo? Who does he high five? What's the
Josh
Buffalo
Allen
character?
Josh Allen's a good answer. That's a respectable answer.
The Buffalo character.
That's a good question. Buffalo chicken wing.
Chicken wing?
Chicken wing.
No, celery.
Shark girl.
Shark girl?
Yep. I don't know.
That's fine.
All right.
Totes McGoats. The Amherst Bear. I can go. I won't, though. We need a break.
Carolina is pick 28. We'll come back here and push it past 11. Still going to hear from Kevin Adams. Still got some picks to go. Carolina at 29 is where we're at. San Jose at 30. LA at 31. And then we'll be at the end at pick 32. But got to take a timeout here. We also got to talk about Sam Bennett agreeing to an 8-year, $64 million extension with the Panthers. So some of the headlines and trades and moves from today. We'll get some of those in here as we get you rolling on our continuing coverage of the NHL draft on WGR.